Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode of the Six Rings Canton Show is sponsored by U-Brake Wheel Fix. Ever run over a pothole so hard your steering wheel shakes? Are you constantly having to refill your tires because it's losing air? Chances are there's an issue with your wheels, and U-Brake Wheel Fix is your solution. U-Brake Wheel Fix is Miami's premier wheel repair and restoration company with over 20 years of experience. Located in North Miami, U-Brake Wheel Fix offers quick repairs for damaged wheels, and will even offer you loaner wheels to keep your car on the road while they're repairing your damaged wheels. Maybe your wheels are looking weathered. Don't replace them. Refinish them with U-Brake Wheel Fix's in-house solutions, including power coating, machining, and polishing that will make your car look like new. Contact Mark and his staff at 305-748-0112 or on all socials at U-Brake Wheel Fix. And for a special offer for 5 Reasons listeners, mention 5 Reasons Sports and you'll get 5.5% off your next repair. That is 305-748-0112. Mention 5 Reasons to get 5.5% off.
Don't hesitate. Contact U-Brake Wheel Fix today.
You can tell this, but we don't show prep. So... so he had no idea.
I just barely make it in.
You know, I'm sure you can tell, but we don't show prep.
I mean, let's put the cards down on the table here.
Miami Hurricanes, yeah, you know the name already, it's Mercy, ha ha. It's the Six Ring Cane Show. Can't forget the name though. Got Jazz, Blue Vision, DJ break the game code. Ain't no changing them, ain't no breaking them. We're reporting live from the Hall Ride Stadium. Ball 14 for the orange and green. We see the Six Ring Champs. It's more than a dream. This is life on the field. Beyond 100 yards of hurricane that's never still put a damage to your squad. The Six Ring Cane Show. The Six Ring Cane Show. The Six Rings Cane Show. You know.
What's wrong with us? Seriously.
What's wrong with us? We're Miami Hurricanes fans.
Welcome to the Six Rings Cane Show, a show dedicated to Miami Hurricane sports, featuring the legendary Larry Bluestein, Jazz Santana, Vish, and Danny Gillette. Let's go, Canes.
And look, Kermit actually, shout out to Kermit, brings up a really great point, right? Something that we haven't really thought about. They played a ton of freshmen on Saturday, as we mentioned. But those rotations will shorten as the season goes on, as you go into ACC play. However, DJ, I want to get right into this with you, man. I want to give a shout out to some of those freshmen that did play. The first two games, Justin Scott has 2 sacks, one against Florida, one against FAMU. Darius Hayes had an interception. Bobby Pruitt had an interception this past weekend. I love Bobby Pruitt. I think he's going to be a big-time player here. You know, we saw Cole McConathy get in and get some significant snaps. Armando Blount played a lot of snaps as well. You know, you had Dylan Days playing safety at the end of that game. So, yeah, the list goes on and on and on, right? And on offense as well. So, Jordan Lyle and the likes of all those guys, JoJo and whatnot. So, is there any of those freshmen that after the first 2 weeks that have impressed you a little bit that you could say, hey, maybe down the road, even when the rotations shorten up, this is a guy that could still be crucial and an integral part of what they do on offense or defense, whichever way you go. Is there anybody that's kind of standing out to you so far?
I knew he was going to be good because we saw his high school highlight tape and he was phenomenal. But Justin Scott, I mean, you talk about how loaded the defense is already with, you know, Reuben Bain and the talent on the defensive line and the talent on the edges right now. The best programs are able to replace key depth when those players graduate and put, you know, not lesser experienced guys, but younger guys in to replace them without a big drop off. And Justin Scott, he's a baller. He's an absolute baller. He's everything that he was advertised. And I'm really excited to watch him, you know, develop and continue to grow. Cause I always, you know, me personally, I've always valued edge guys really highly as a position just due to their ability to collapse the pocket and, you know, create havoc. So I'm really excited about what Justin Scott's been able to do. And he's every bit as good as I thought he was going to be.
Vish, by the way, I agree with you 100%. He is exciting to watch, man. Down there already as a freshman. But Vish, Parrish brings up a good one, man. How good is OJ Frederick? I said it, right? I thought that this kid was going to be our breakout freshman. A lot of people love him, but is he the best corner on this team already?
Ooh, that's tough. That's, I think, tough. Our secondary has been playing so well. It's hard to
It's tough to say no, right? It's tough to say no because he started both games. He's played really well against, you know, an SEC team, and then of course dominating against, you know, one of the smaller teams, one of these weaker opponents. But you got to give him credit, right? He's been able to hold his own over there. He's been pretty impressive, hasn't he, Vish?
Yeah, no, he's been awesome. It's just hard to say he's the best corner when I think they've all played really well. There's not, I mean, we literally opened this conversation discussing this game about like the handful of plays that they, you know, maybe there was a miscommunication on or whatever, but mostly, I mean, the receivers haven't been getting open. They've been making plays on the ball, not making penalties. He's been stellar. And that this is one of those positions we thought was a weakness coming into the year that could be exploited, and he's actually the one who's plugged that, because we kind of knew who we had, and we felt we were one short based on the returning players, and now not one short because of him. So that is probably the best testament you can say to the way he's played, because that was, again, it was like, all right, who's the third corner? How do we fit this together? There's going to be someone you can pick on, and there isn't, because OJ Frederick has been that good.
He really has, man. So, he's been really impressive. But I mean, another guy that I want to kind of throw out there, and, you know, we've got to do this because it's before we get to Ball State. I mean, we'll talk about Ball State very little, but I just want to kind of, you know, talk a little bit about some of these guys that are out there. If I had to pick a guy, as much as I like what OJ is doing back there, and yes, Saquon only had a couple of plays, but he looked really sharp in a couple of the snaps. I saw him break up a pass. I saw him do some really nice things. He's a monster. He's gonna be one of the greats here. I'm gonna say that right now. But before I even get to him, I think right now the best guy in that secondary is Jaden Harris, and Blue. I know you've seen them all play. But Jaden Harris, first of all, he looks already after week two, he looks like a much better – he is much better than what James Williams was at safety. And I know that's saying a lot, because James Williams, you know, was a very good safety here. But this kid knows where he has to be at all times. He's a great tackler. He can go snatch a ball out of the air as well. You saw him get that pick while he was laying on the ground. But I've been more impressed with Jaden Harris than anybody else in that defensive backfield. What's your take on how he has been playing so far after 2 weeks?
I agree. I watched him a lot of plays last week from the press box and was just watching him. He made play after play. He's always right there. He's got great anticipation. He reads extremely well. Different player. I think people were more blown away with James Williams because of his size. And sometimes, you know, I don't think he was technically.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That great, you know, as a safety, really, when you look at it, he wasn't what Cam was as far as technically and always around the ball and had the instincts. He was just a big kid who would, you know, be sometimes in a place where he'd knock you around. But you're right. I mean, when you there are two different players, and this is a young man who, like I said, this is what you win big games with, players like that. Players who are in the right position. And, you know, when they say, you know, everyone gives coaching a bad rap sometimes because of the fact that the kids aren't performing, but you get how many times has he been in practice and Nicholson or anybody in the defense, you know, it turns around and said, listen, this is where you got to be. This is where you got to be. And then all of a sudden, and then they watch all, what do you think they watch all that film for? It's just because you have to be in positions. When you see offenses line up in a certain way, you've got to be able to read and react. And if you can, I think that's what his strong suit is. He could read and react to plays faster than a lot of people. And I agree with you. He's really been one of the catalysts back there. It's tough to tell sometimes that he hasn't been back there that much. And it's just that's what you get. You get those type of guys. You know, when you get Hilton Drake Stubbs and you get guys like that who come in with, you know, that are the total package and then over a couple month period get together with their position coach and start working on, you already have the athletic ability and you already have that skill. But now let's see if you could learn a few things by being coached up. And that's the one thing as I go back with Mario Cristobal in year one when he took over, that was the one question that, you know, he asked me in his office, he goes, they have all these kids that come in here and, you know, they're highly recruited. But what happens? And I said, well, they're just not coached up. And I think he mentioned to me that that won't happen here. And I think I've relayed that to you before. And that's what's happening. Your coaches are responsible for a lot of things that happen negatively and positively. And I think you got to look at the coaches that are on staff now. A lot easier for somebody like a Dawson to coordinate an offense when you got players. You know, I mean, yeah, everybody, anybody could coach, you know, Cam Ward. Yeah, they can. But, you know, putting him in the right position, making the play, you know, calling the right play, using your tight end, running the ball, you know, using your wide receivers, using Restrepo, who has another 100-plus yard game. So you got to credit people like that. And I think that he's a product of not only being a really good football player, but being able to be coached up over the last, what, 5-6 months. So, yeah. No, and that's it. I agree.
I'm gonna give a shout out to
who?
Chevis Jackson for the job that he is doing with that defensive back. He's doing an incredible job, and kids are they're relating to him. They respond well to him. This is not to take away anything from Adai when he was here, right? But the kids are responding, you know, incredibly to Chevis Jackson, a little bit better than what they were with Adai. And that's just a testament to his, first of all, his understanding of this defense, right? Because obviously he's coached with Guidry before, and now he's back with him here, and he's got some monsters back there. He's been able to develop them and teach them correctly. And not only that, but, you know, someone mentioned earlier about Jaden Harris. He's playing with his head, not just his muscles. I think a lot of those guys are, because a lot of those guys are in the right place to make plays. So I think that it's exciting to see that, and that's just going to, at the end of the day, it's going to translate to them continuously getting better as the season goes along. And that's what I think some skeptics, first of all, we need to stop thinking about the past. We need to stop thinking about nitpicking. Wait a second, this is too good to be true. No, this is a damn good football team. Let's give them the credit. Let's let them continue to win. Let's continue to back them. Let's give them that energy. And they're going to continue to develop for you as well. So, yeah, they're going to not develop. They're going to continue to produce. That's it. That's all what it's about. I think that we'll start to see a little bit something down the line as they continue to get better.
The Six Rig Kane Show. Yeah. The Six Rig Kane Show. Yeah. The Six Rings Kane Show. You know.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Capital Ideas podcast now features a series hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin. Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover what differentiates their investment approach, what learnings have shifted their career trajectories, and how do they find their next great idea? Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.